Central Southeast Alaska boasts some amazing features. Glaciers, whales, rich native culture, plentiful fishing grounds, and pristine wilderness, just to name a few. But despite the area's many avenues for tourism, attracting visitors to the region can be difficult. Dave Berg is a local businessman who owns Petersburg's only tourism agency, Viking Travel.
Over the last year, we've lost one ship, and actually more than one. We lost a big one last year with the Empress of the North dropping out of Petersburg. The Empress of the North was a paddle wheeler that no longer comes to Petersburg. The company went out of business.
But it's not just the drop in cruise ship visitors. Berg said that most tourists who come to Alaska are from the lower 48 and therefore face high travel costs. Costs that are continuing to climb thanks to steadily increasing oil prices and the nation's worsening recession.
So the challenges are such that when you go to a place like South Central Alaska or, even land in Anchorage, you can get in an RV or get in a car and travel around and go through Denali and Fairbanks all on your own. But if you're in Petersburg or another community in Southeast, you pretty much have to use the airplane or a ferry or another boat, sort of boat to get from place to place. So that has its challenges, and that's basically, why it's a lot different than other places.
One Petersburg operator who has also noticed a decline in business is Scott Roberge. Roberge owns Tongass Kayak Adventures, an operation that for 23 years has featured trips to local landmarks like the LeConte Glacier. Recently, Roberge took a writer from the New York Times out to Thomas Bay, and an article about that trip later appeared in the paper's widely read travel section.
But what's interesting about this is that I monitor my website and how many hits, and it exploded yesterday, the number of hits, but I haven't gotten one email or one phone call. So people are just not, we're getting some great publicity, but boy, it's sure not happening this year. People are staying close to town and not spending their money.
Times are tough for Central Southeast operators, but vendors like Roberge will have an opportunity to learn about how to improve and better market their services. Representatives from 8 major national and international travel companies are taking part in a special tourism development mission through June 7th. They'll be meeting with local tourism businesses and visiting area sites. One of the mission's representatives, Claude John Arel, is the owner of Great Excursions, a Canadian destination management company based in Saskatchewan.
I am certainly looking forward to finding some products that are already existing and have not perhaps been discovered in the travel trade or international travel trade. We do have our international travel trade networks that we work with, and they're always looking for new products. So I think we can play an important role, or a significant role at least, in bringing to the light some of these undiscovered gems and treasures. And also I think we can play a role in helping develop these gems or these resources into some viable tourism products and opportunities.
For Arel and his peers, the trip is as much about helping out the local operators as it is about making potential business connections. For the local industry, those connections are important, but they also want to use the visit to test their new marketing strategy, a rebranding of the Central Southeast name to Alaska's Rainforest Islands.
Alaska's Rainforest Islands was chosen as the brand because that promises three things that the region can deliver: Alaska, rainforest, and islands.
Odin Brody is a representative from Alaska's State Tourism Office. He says that this rebranding of the Central Southeast to Alaska's Rainforest Islands is intended to make the Inside Passage stand out in an already crowded tourism market. Moreover, Brody adds, by bringing outside operators to the region, they can get a better idea of the products they'll be selling once they return home.
We specifically invited operators that wanted to see the number of products in this region grow so that they have more to offer. And in order to do that, they're willing to help educate communities and vendors in the region as to how to better reach the market and how to provide their impressions about what the strengths of the region are.
Local operators also hope that by marketing Alaska's Rainforest Islands as its own destination, rather than simply one part of Alaska, tourists will stay longer. And that's important for Tongass Kayak Adventures' Scott Roberge.
We want people, instead of coming to Petersburg for 2 days, that to come for a week, you know, and spend more time, you know. So instead of, I see tons of people who want to see Alaska in 8 days, and so they earmark 2 days for Southeast Alaska, 2 days for this, and 2 days for that. So we're really trying to get them to spend more time and see an area in detail.
One of the area's greatest weaknesses, at least according to the author of the New York Times' article, is its remoteness. Travel writer Amy Vershib reported, quote, "Dealing with the logistics of travel within Alaska can be confusing and difficult from afar." However, what was also clear from the article was that the Rainforest Island's remoteness is part of its charm. Finding a balance between the two worlds will be a challenge for the area operators. Petersburg vendors will have a chance to talk with the visiting industry experts about how to best tackle the issue at an open house at the Lutheran Church's Holy Cross House from 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th. In Petersburg, I'm Alex Hotz.